I expect that I will be awarded alimony. How long can I expect to collect it?
Well, that depends on a number of factors. The most important factor is, of course, how long were you married? That would be the biggest factor that one would look at. Now, there's a difference between what the result might be in court versus what you and your spouse may ultimately agree upon. So let me just start by talking about what the court would do. First of all, the court sets the original or the initial spousal support based on just a temporary number. They'll look at a calculation that they run on a software package that all the court judges have, and they'll just crunch the numbers. They'll put in how much you make, how much your spouse makes, and some other factors, and out comes the number. And that's usually what the court will order just on a temporary basis. Now, temporary doesn't mean it's going to be for a short time. Temporary could mean it could last for even a couple of years. But what temporary means is that that's the number, that's the spousal support amount until you get to trial. The court would look more at individual factors relating to your situation, your medical history, how long you've been out of work, those types of things they would look at. And then they would set a more, what they call, permanent amount. Now, if you're looking to settle, then, of course, some of these same factors will come into play. However, we look at more in terms of what the two parties need to live their certain lifestyles. And there may be a trade-off with the amount that you need now versus in the future. There's a lot more creativity and flexibility in coming up with a spousal support number if the two of you can actually agree to it based on what your individual budgets are.